We don't often think about the third largest planet. Most of us don't even pronounce it correctly. But once in a while, Uranus becomes briefly easy to find and to observe. And if you own a simple pair of binoculars, that happens this coming Wednesday. That night, anytime the first few hours after nightfall, look for the half moon, the first quarter phase, which is the finest time to view the moon through binoculars or any telescope. Look fairly far above the half moon and you'll see a bright orange star, the planet Mars. Here's where things get interesting, because the red planet can guide us to the green planet Uranus. Simply draw a line from Mars to the moon. Follow that downward about one quarter of the way from Mars to the moon, and just to the left of that spot is Uranus. Point your binoculars there to see a faint green star. No true stars are green, not one in the entire universe. But Uranus is green because its atmosphere has lots of methane, and that gas absorbs the sun's red light but reflects the green and blue to our eyes. If you have a small telescope, point it at Uranus to see its small round disk. William Herschel created a sensation when he discovered that green world just after the American Revolution. Back in 1781, there had always been five planets, plus our own world. Five planets was basic reality, like birth and death. Nobody through history ever imagined there were additional unseen planets. So its discovery was mind-blowing. But the real puzzle was why it required almost 2 centuries since the invention of the telescope for someone to see it, when it appears through ordinary binoculars. So when you see it Wednesday, salute that occasion 2 centuries ago. For A Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.